Welcome to FX Tales Without Clutter, the Ableton Live 12 Masterclass for Drum and Bass Mixing. This is the lesson where we stop treating reverb and delay like decorations and start treating them like controlled systems. Because in DNB, FX Tales are supposed to create space, tension, and drama, but they also love to steal headroom, blur your transients, and quietly mask the bass until the drop feels smaller than it should. So today we're building a reusable setup. 3 return tracks and 1 master FX tail bus. The goal is simple: make the mix feel wider and deeper, while the drums and bass still feel like the truth. Before we touch anything, lock in the routing mindset. In drum and bass, drums and bass are the authority. Everything else, including your reverb and delay, has to obey them. That's why sends are usually your best friend and insert reverbs are risky, unless you're doing deliberate sound design. Returns let you keep tails consistent, filtered, ducted, and globally controlled. Alright, in Ableton Live 12, create 3 return tracks. Name them A, Room B, Tail and C, Delay, and set your time-based device on each return to 100% wet. That's a classic rule for return FX. The return is only the effect. The dry stays on the source track, and you blend with the send knob. Now let's build return A, Room. This is the tight glue space for drums. Think small environment, not wash. First device, EQ 8 before the reverb. This is not optional in DNB. High pass at around 150 to 250 Hz, fairly steep. The reason is simple. If you feed low end into a reverb, the reverb generates low mid fog, and you can't really unmake that fog later. You can also do a gentle dip around 2 to 4K if your hats or snare have that spiky edge that turns into harsh tail. Next, hybrid reverb, 100% wet. Use convolution mode and pick a small room or studio room. Set decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Predelay is one of your main clarity tools. It lets the dry transient read first, and then the space blooms after. Inside hybrid reverb, set a low cut around 200 Hz and a high cut around 8 to 12K to keep the room dark and controlled. After that, add glue compressor, not to slam it, just to keep the room from poking out unpredictably. Attack around 0.3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Soft clip on. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction only on peaks. Then utility. Keep width modest, around 90 to 110%. Indeed NB. Drum punch lives in the center. Over wide drum reverb makes the center feel smaller. How do you use this room return? Send the snare or clap lightly, maybe minus 18 to minus 12 dB as a starting point. Hats even lighter. And usually, avoid sending the kick. Keep that kick dry and forward. Now return B. Tail. This is the long reverb for atmosphere, vocals, stabs, impacts, res hits, but it needs to be controlled like a weapon. Big, but never in the way. Start with a pre-filter. Auto filter set to high pass 24 dB. Put it around 250 to 400 Hz. Add a touch of resonance, maybe 0.7 to 1.1, just enough to keep the tail defined instead of cloudy. Then hybrid reverb again, 100% wet, but this time use algorithm mode. Size around 80 to 120. Decay anywhere from 2.5 to 6.5 seconds depending on section. Intros can handle longer. Drops usually need shorter, or at least more control. Predelay here is crucial. Set 25 to 45 milliseconds so snares and hits punch before the bloom arrives. Modulation low to medium. Too much mod and the tail turns into chorus soup. And reduce early reflections. Teacher tip here, tail clarity is a time domain problem, not just an EQ problem. If the first 80 to 200 milliseconds of the reverb are too busy, your transients feel blurred even if you cut a ton of low end. Lower early reflections so the space happens after the hit, not on top of it. After the reverb, use EQ 8 again. Yes, again. High pass 250 to 400 Hz post reverb as well. Post filtering matters because reverbs generate new frequency content. Then dip the mud zone, 300 to 600 Hz, maybe minus 2 to minus 5 dB, EQ around 1.2. If it's hissy, slightly reduce above 10K with a shelf. Now the main anti-clutter trick, sidechain ducking. Add a compressor after the EQ. Turn on sidechain and choose your kick and snare bus, or the full drum group. Set ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 120 to 220 milliseconds. Set the threshold so you're getting roughly 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction when the kick or snare hits. This is the moment where the tail stops being a cloud and starts being rhythmic. The reverb is still big, but it bows out when the groove needs space. Coaching note, Make your ducking musical. Ableton's compressor doesn't have true look-ahead like some plugins, but you can get cleaner results by not making the attack too instant. Try 2 to 6 milliseconds if the dip feels clicky or unnatural, and pick release times that land in the pocket. Common DNB zones are about 120, 180 or 240 milliseconds. One of those usually locks to your groove. Then add utility for stereo management. Bass mono around 120 to 180 Hz. Width around 120 to 150%. And here's the bigger idea. Stop chasing width. Chase contrast. Automate width down during the densest part of the drop, then open it in gaps and breakdowns. The listener perceives that as bigger, even if the maximum width never changes. Placement idea. Use big tails on pre-drop vocal chops, impacts, and reverse cymbals. In the drop, the tails should either be reduced or heavily ducked and filtered so the groove stays tight. Now return C. Delay. This is tempo movement without messy repeats. Add echo, 100% wet. Sync on. Time. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/4 note. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter inside echo. High pass 250 to 500 Hz. Low pass 6 to 10k. Add a bit of modulation, 2 to 6%, for subtle movement and width. After echo, put a gate. This is your stop the clutter move. Set the threshold so the delay gets cut after 1 or 2 repeats. Attack 1 millisecond, hold 40 to 90 milliseconds, release 80 to 160 milliseconds. The point is not to sound like a hard trance gate. The point is punctuation, not a forever layer. Then EQ 8 post. Often you'll notch harshness around 2 to 4.5k, especially with bright stabs or vocals. Then a compressor with sidechain from the drum bus again, but lighter than the long reverb. Ratio 2 to 1. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. And usage. Automate delay sends for the last word of a vocal, the last stab of a phrase, a snare fill, call and response moments. Avoid constant delay on rolling bass. Make it intentional, quick but powerful extra. Consider send mode behavior. For most DNB mixing, keep the room send post fader, so if you ride drum levels, the room stays balanced. For tail throws and delay throws, consider pre-fader. That way you can mute the dry source and let the throw continue, which is amazing for call and response or for dramatic drop transitions. Now we unify everything with the FX Tail Bus. Create a new audio track and name it FX Tail Bus. Now route your returns into it instead of directly to the master. The easiest method is to go to each return track and set audio to FX Tail Bus. On the FX Tail Bus, insert EQ 8 first. High pass 180 to 300 Hz. This is one of the most common. Why does my mix suddenly sound pro moves? Because it protects headroom and stocks the low mid from building up across multiple effects. Then add glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 3 milliseconds. Release auto and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is not about pumping. It's about making the three returns feel like one cohesive ambience layer. Then add a limiter. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. It should only catch occasional spikes. If you're squashing the FX bus flat, your tails will stop feeling like depth and start feeling like a stack pad of noise. Now the automation win. Automate the FX tail bus volume down 1 to 3 dB during the densest drop sections, and let it bloom in breakdowns. That's the contrast trick again. The silence and tightness make the big moments feel bigger. Now let's talk arrangement discipline. Tail windows. Schedule your tails. In the intro and breakdown, long tails are allowed. In the build, increase pre-delay or delay feedback for excitement. In the drop, shorten, duck, filter, or simply reduce send amounts. And in fill moments, like the last quarter bar before a phrase change, do tail throws. Here's a concrete move that sounds expensive. At the end of every 8 or 16 bars, automate a send spike. For one snare hit, take the tail, send from minus infinity to around minus 10 dB, then immediately back down. You get a huge cinematic moment without permanent clutter. Another arrangement upgrade. For drop impact clarity, automate send mutes, not return mutes. Keep the returns running so you don't get clicks and you don't reset delay feedback states, but slam the send to minus infinity for the first beat of the drop. Instant dry punch, same return tone. Now do your fast advance checks. Solo the FX tail bus occasionally. If it sounds like a whole song by itself, it's too loud. Add spectrum to the bus and look at 200 to 600 Hz. If it's dense there, you're building mod. And keep low-end mono. Bass mono on tails is not optional in heavy DNB. Even if you can't hear the low tail, the limiter can feel it. Common mistakes to avoid while you build this. feeding reverb a full range signal with no high pass, skipping sidechain ducking and wondering why the snare feels smaller, going too wide in the drop and making the center disappear, using long feedback delays everywhere instead of throws, and letting tails fight the sub, stealing headroom and loudness. Now a few pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. If you want distorted tails, do it in a controlled way. On the tail return, after the reverb and saturator, soft sine or analog clip, drive 1 to 4 dB, then EQ after it to tame fizz. This makes tails feel mean without needing to turn them up. If your Reese lives around 200 to 500 Hz, carve space globally. On the FX tail bus, dip around 300 to 450 Hz, maybe minus 3 to minus 6 dB with a moderate Q. You're basically telling the ambience layer, you don't get to live where the Reese tells the story. If you want a snare halo without wash, use predelay 30 to 45 milliseconds and a shorter decay, around 1.2 to 2 seconds. You get size around the snare, not on top of it. For jungle breaks, keep the room short and dark and rely on stereo overhead samples for width instead of wide reverb. The break needs the transient detail to stay exciting. And for ghost tails, send tiny amounts of foley and noise textures to the long tail, not drums. You get atmosphere without smearing the groove. Let's do a quick 15-minute practice exercise so this actually locks in. Load or build a simple loop, kick and snare two-step, rolling hats, Reese bass plus sub. Set up the three returns and the FX tail bus exactly as we described. Now do three A/B tests. First, turn off ducking on the tail return and listen. Pay attention to snare punch and bass clarity. Second, turn the ducking back on, around 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction, and listen again. You should feel the groove snap forward. Third, engage the FX bus high pass around 250 Hz, and notice how the mix tightens and you suddenly have more headroom. Then create one tail throw. Last snare before bar 9. Automate the tail send up to around minus 10 dB for that hit only, then back down. Export a short bounce and listen very quietly. This is a brutal but honest test. If the groove disappears when you monitor quietly, the tails are too loud or too early in time. Increase predelay, reduce early reflections, or make the ducking more rhythmic. If you want one advanced variation to level up later, create an optional side tail return. Make it sides heavy, high pass aggressively, bass mono up around 150 to 250 Hz, and feed it mostly vocals, pads, and impacts. This audio version is shortened for playback.